Can I just say, you are a wonderful church. Okay, I get to see certain sides of Luton's community. I hold a role as co-chair of the police independent advisory group for the whole south of the county with another guy, right? We hold some of that. I get to see splashings of your impact on the community. I want to say you're a fantastic church, right? If you look at other churches, they don't do quite what you do, but you are fantastic and you carry God's heart in an amazing way. And I'm going to just share what God woke me up this morning with at 3:30, right? Because he loves you so much. Okay? He awoke me with a picture of a diamond. Right? Oh, thank you. Visual effects are working. Right? And this diamond, right? Probably while I'm sharing this, we should have people shine bright like a diamond. Right? Right? Okay? Right? But this diamond was being hit by light, and the light was sending shafts out, a bit like that mirror ball, but better because it was a diamond, all over the place. And the light came from one thing. Acts 2. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And awe came upon every soul, and many signs and wonders were done through the apostles. What it's saying is that devotion to Jesus, that devotion to him, that devotion to his word, that devotion to him comes on you as a church like a light. That it draws some of that light onto you. And God says you're very precious. You're like a diamond. You are precious. Say, I am precious.
I am precious.
Right? Because you are. Blokes say, I am precious. Yeah, there you go. It's hard for blokes, but yeah, we'll get there. Right? But you are precious in God's sight. Right? And the thing I saw about this diamond was it wasn't just sitting on its own. It had a setting. And its setting was a mountain. And because it was high on the mountain, it shone out everywhere, shafts of light all over the place. And the light was all different colors. And that light from the diamond hit all different kinds of communities all over the place in different colors. Right? And the communities were all looking at, it's sort of like when you've got this shining on the wall, they're kind of looking and going, oh, that's a nice shaft of light. Oh, that's really nice. They were looking at it. And then they were looking back to see where it came from and saw this brightness on a hill, thinking, wow, that's wonderful. Right? And it was causing discussion around the place. And I want to say, you do that now. You know how you get prophetic words? And, oh yeah, if you do this, then this will happen. And you're doing that now. Let me tell you, you are. Your light, as your devotion to God goes, and you sing your worship to him, and you enjoy him, the light from him is hitting you, and it's hitting lots of different communities all around. It's happening now. Right? Just be aware of it. You're sparkling. You're precious. Right? You see, some people say, well, that doesn't look like church to me. Your job's not to look like that. Your job's to shine his light into every community around. Right? So shrug off. You know, when you're talking to someone else, well, my church does this. And you think, well, I don't know if my church does that. You know, that kind of. Hey, shrug it off. Because you're meant to shine like a diamond. And that insecurity, it holds you back from shining. Just shine. Be confident in it. Right? You see, we don't understand sometimes what God does through us. Most of the time we don't. But there's so many different facets to you as a church, and there's going to be more facets to you as a church. And each facet's going to throw light into lots of different communities. And you're not even going to be able to process it all. Okay? Feel for your elders. They're going to have trouble with this. Right? Seriously, I've got some words for them. Yeah? Because it becomes so hard to describe, so hard to express, so hard to put out there, because it's just glorious light shooting out beyond where you can control where the light goes. There's no control in it. Your main purpose is to shine. I saw someone in this picture. I saw staring at the wall in the light. They weren't from your community. And they're staring at the wall, and there's a sort of pinkish tinge to the light in that place. And they were going, this is wonderful. They're just staring at the wall, going, this light is so beautiful. The color of it is so lovely. It is incredible. And they looked back and saw the bright shining diamond, which is you, on the hill. And they thought, I can't leave my community to be there. But I wish I could do that. And there's an impact coming from you as a church where people all around Luton are going to say, I wish I could do what they do. But I'm not a Christian. I'm in another community. But I wish I could do what those people are doing because they're doing something. That's the kind of voice that's going out from you. That's going to grow in intensity. There's going to be many people wondering how to project onto the wall what you've projected onto the wall. But they can't do it without Jesus. And it's going to cause a hunger in them. Are you hearing me? There's an impact coming from you as a church that's just going to grow and grow. Right? You see, some people will look at you as a church, and I'm saying this because you're going to get some flack for it. Not lots, but some. And they're going to go, why isn't this like a prism? Not a prison, a prism, right? Where light hits it and it goes into a nice, neat, kind of different colors of light, and you can turn it and it'll shine there, and then turn it and it shines there. And they're going to go, why isn't it like that? Do you know why it isn't? Because it's not man-made. Yeah? It was man-made. You could make a nice prism that you turn from side to side and shine different ways. You can't do that. And some people are going to be a little bit offended by that. Right? Right? But God's going to raise you up even higher. And there's some things he was showing me that actually, as that diamond's been shining into Luton, it's going to be pushed, the mountain's going to grow, and it's going to go higher. And as it goes higher, you're going to shine out over the nation in the same way that you do over Luton. And there's a model here that God wants to use to touch large people groups around the place, and it's going to be raised up. And God woke me up at 3:30 this morning to give you that picture of yourselves, to give you a snapshot. Here's a little photo of you guys, right? Because he wants to encourage you that you are precious. And he wants to encourage you about the impact you are having, not just the impact you will have. He's got plenty of that ahead of you. But you are a lovely church. You love your community. God showed me that as well. You're incredible. Right, and you know when someone says you're incredible, do you know what you need to do? Has Linda told you this? You don't know what to do. Okay, let me tell you, Linda. It's like this, right? You suck it up. You go, yeah. And then you say, is there anything else nice you'd like to say about me? Okay? God wants to say some nice things about you as a church. Suck it up. Say, yeah. Yeah, that's us. Right? Goes against your Englishness and any imposed Britishness you've had on you. Right? Just suck it up. God thinks I'm precious. God's doing things through me. He's affecting this town through me. He's going to affect the nation through us. Why? Can't get better. It does. Heaven's still coming. Right? A couple of words. Some of them I don't even know what they mean. Okay? But anything else nice God'd like to say? I saw a white suitcase packed, and it was a Palestinian suitcase. I don't know whether God's got some people from Palestine he wants you to touch that are arriving with their suitcases, or whether it's something he wants someone here to touch part of Palestine with, or you as a church. I don't know. But I saw a Palestinian suitcase. And it was hastily packed because there's a little bit of a leg of a trouser leg hanging out of it. Right? When I was a teenager, or young teen, I had a skateboard, and every Saturday I'd go down the steepest hill I could find on the tarmac on my skateboard. I was actually the other way around because I'm